Alright, everyone, are you started?
Yes.
And the art film has been lofty.
Alright, toss one. While trying to determine this quantity for green tourmalines, CJ Curris observed multiple shadow lines instead of the normal number of two. For two minerals, relative values of this property can be used can be determined by ascertaining the direction of the Beck line in namesake test. And gemology, a device used to measure this property developed by BJ Tooley, uses a hemisphere of lead glass to rotate a sample. This value can be relatively ascertained by submerging an object into oil or some other liquid and searching for reliefs in the immersion method. Since it is dependent on density, this quantity is usually two or greater for resinous minerals. For a uniaxial crystal, this value for one crystal axis is different than it is for the other two crystal axes. For no points, the name of this property that's dependent on the polarization of light in a birefringent material, and which can be calculated with Snell's law.
I mean, an extra fraction of this.
Bonus. In the fifth of these poems, the author writes, "I leap through the works of the ancients with busy hands," while the first of them exhorts, "Tell me, you stones, oh speak, you towering palaces." For 10 points each, in a cycle of 24 poems dedicated to Christian Bulpius, which were never published during its author's lifetime due to their eroticism.
Maybe like hexagrams or something?
Answer.
Hexagrams.
Roman elegies. This German author wrote the Roman elegies, the second of which repudiates those few foolish pages that comprise his novel The Sorrows of Young Werther.
Oh no, it's Goethe.
Yeah. Goethe described the grave of this author as a place where the turtle dove coos and where the cricket sings in delight. This ancient Greek lyric poet is known for his verses about lying.
One.
Answer.
Pindar.
Anacreon temples. Toss it. A set of four of these pieces was posited to be a sonata in disguise by Robert Schumann, since the first and last are in F minor, while the second and third are in A flat major and B flat major. Another piece in this genre opens with the left hand playing a GG sharp augmented octave dyad before launching into rising and falling sextuplets, while the right hand plays a 16th note melody. The first piece referred to by this term was composed by Jan Vaclav Borisek, who collected six of them in his opus 7. A B-flat major piece in this genre consists of variations on a theme from the composer's earlier Intractate No. 3 from Rosamond. Schubert wrote two sets of four of these pieces, which are often paired with his Six Moments Musico. The melody of the Moderato Cantabile middle section of another of these pieces was reused in the song I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. For 10 points, Chopin wrote a fantasy example of what? Yes. Bonus. The combination drug Zosyn contains one of these drugs called Tazobactin. For 10 points each, name these drugs exemplified by clavulanate, which target enzymes which come in extended spectrum types and include TAM1.
What does TAM do?
Answer.
ACE inhibitor.
These are beta-lactamase inhibitors. Beta-lactamase inhibitors are used to attack enzymes which destroy the beta-lactam rings found in drugs based off of this antibiotic, which is often given to mothers during labor. Alexander Fleming discovered this
penicillin.
A particularly nasty potential side effect of antibiotics is increased susceptibility to colitis caused by a bacterium in this genus, whose species is difficile. A spore-forming bacterium in this genus can grow in the GI tract of infants and release a paralytic neurotoxin, which causes floppy baby syndrome.
I want to say this is just bacillus.
Sure.
Bacillus.
Clostridium.
Okay.
Okay.
Clostridium. Early in life, this general reportedly made a pledge to be like a rat and gather up others, be like a black crow and gather great flocks. The subject of a monograph by Richard Gabriel, this general deliberately left a gap in a circle of soldiers during one engagement and built a bridge over a deep section of the Sancho River to bait the enemy into marching into a swamp after he had fired off a grove of catapults to allow his forces to cross the Sajo. This son of a blacksmith and victor at the Battle of Moki was first given his epithet, Bagator, while serving in the bodyguard of
Attila the Hun.
No. Of the outlaw Temujin. He often commanded alongside Jebe, his fellow Nyan, in battles such as Kaga River, where he defeated the Kumans and Kiev Rus. After he defeated the forces of Bela IV, he protested in vain, as he was ordered to retreat from Hungary due to the death of Ogedai Khan. But it was in this great general under Genghis Khan.
Byron Khan?
No, it's Subutai.
Okay. retirement plan.
Yep.
Cause 4. This author once recalled seeing a squalid old woman resembling an agent in a sedan that he dubbed a Duchess of Dunghill. He wrote about seeing into a core of an eternal fierce destruction in a verse epistle to Joshua Hamilton Reynolds concerning a mysterious tale of which he cannot speak. One of this author's epistles describes a room which causes its occupants to be intoxicated with the light and atmosphere as the Chamber of Maiden Thought. After viewing Benjamin West's Death on the Pale Horse with Charles Dilke, this poet asserted that William Shakespeare was content with being in uncertainties, mysteries, and doubts without any irritable reaching after-fact reason. For him, Wesley was poet who discussed the concepts of the mansion of many apartments and a negative capability in the letters... Yes. Bonus. Maurice the Count de Benyavsky gave himself this title after he founded a settlement near Emton Gilbey. For him was each named this title whose holders ruled over the 12 sacred hills of Marina. Holders of this title included two rulers named Radama, the second of whom agreed to the Lambert's Charter.
I have no idea.
Cancer.
Kings of Rome.
King of Madagascar, a veteran ruler, the Mad Queen Rana Bellona, made people eat skins of this animal and then throw them up to prove they were loyal. The Herbert Hoover ad machine promised that there would be one of these in every pot in the car in every garage.
Chicken.
Yeah. This term refers to the Malagasy people who displaced the Baziba in Madagascar in the 14th century. This word came to refer to a social class along with the Andriana and Ndebo, and is used to denote two wars by which France turned Madagascar into a colony.
Well, I mean, they were the Marina warriors.
That Marina?
This is the Hoga.
Okay. Or Marina Kingdom.
Toss up 5. In a painting created as homage to Mark Rothko, this figure can be seen staring at the sun over the Mediterranean Sea, but when viewed from 20 meters away, that portrait of this person transforms into a portrait of Abraham Lincoln. This person's name appears in the title of the painting, which groups of four Arabs aiming their rifles at each other constitute the structure of the title molecule. The title character of a painting in which a seashell with an egg suspended below it hangs above an arch that has been cut into 6 pieces was modeled on this one-time wife of Paul Eluard. Another artist's nuclear mysticism phase includes a painting depicting this subject of a mythological statue comprised of spheres that resemble atomic particles. This woman was the model for the Madonna of Port Lake Gap. For 10 points, name of this model, the wife of the muse of the painter, the persistence of memory.
Dolly's wife.
Prompt.
Jennifer.
Gala Dolly.
Oh.
Toss up 6. A portion of this text describes how government entities called quintets, sextets, septets, and nonets were created to prevent certain politicians from introducing legislation. This document was copied by the journalist John Renty during a drinking party and published after Edward Crankshaw met with the editor of The Observer, as told in a biography by William Taubman. This document contains a full reprint of the Declaration of Robert Icke and discusses the phony papers that exposed a Mingrelian nationalist organization. The author of this text argues that enemy of the people was a concept developed to eliminate the possibility of ideological fight and exposes the details behind Sergei Kirov's murder. It was drafted for the 20th Party Congress and officially titled On the Cult of Personality and Its Consequences. But that was his 1956 speech by Nikita Khrushchev. That's right.
Yep.
Bonus. Among the people who claim to have discovered this element are Fred Allison, who proposed to call it Alabamium and to honor his home state, Rajendralal Day, who suggested a name of Dagon to honor his home country of Bangladesh, and Walter Winter, who chose the name Helvetium to honor his Swiss heritage. For 10 points each, name this element the rarest naturally occurring element in Earth's crust. Answer.
Ytterbium.
Astatine. The nationalistic craze that fueled the naming controversy of astatine led Friedrich Paneth, the chair of this organization, to formalize rules for the naming of new elements. This organization's gold book is a compendium of chemical terminology. The credit for the discovery of astatine goes to Dale Carson and Kenneth McKenzie, and this subatomic physicist, also known for his discovery of technetium and the antiproton.
It could be Anderson, but I'm pretty sure he didn't discover that.
Answer.
Anderson.
Emilio Segre, 10 points.
Yes.
Pause it. This equation shares the same dynamics as a circle of equally spaced balls colored black or white, which moves in a clockwise direction at the same speed and change color whenever they pass a mark on the circle. That construction is the Koch ring model. Applying the time reversal invariance to this equation can be used to show that it is only strictly valid when the integral over velocity space of f times the natural log of f is at a local maximum. The derivation of this equation assumes that the velocities and positions of molecules are statistically independent, a condition called molecular chaos. For a gas of particles which only interact via binary collisions, this equation gives an expression for the time evolution of the non-equilibrium distribution function. The H theorem is derived using the pinpoint what transport equation of statistical mechanics named for a scientist who proposed a logarithmic formula for entropy.
Boltzmann's.
Yeah. Bonus. Name these Italian artists who depicted the Medici for 10 points each. This artist painted the Medici Madonna for the Medici Chapel, which he designed. His other paintings include Separation of Light from Darkness and The Last Judgment, both of which can be found in the Sistine Chapel. Yeah. This artist, the Confirmation of Franciscan Rule, shows Lorenzo emerging from a staircase with his entourage. This teacher, Michelangelo, showed an old man with Rhino Flima in his painting, an old man with his grandson.
Really?
I didn't.
Verrocchio, maybe,
yeah.
Verrocchio.
Giovan Dio.
Yeah.
A portrait of John the Eighth Palaiologus as a wise man can be found in this artist's Adoration of the Magi in the Palazzo Medici. The Medicis and their tutor Angelo Poliziano appear in his The Tower of Babel.
Name some random people.
Veronese.
Answer, Gozzoli, 10 points.
Okay.
No Harper.
Yeah. Giovan Dio.
Toss up. Along with Heining and Klein, this economist wrote several papers using matched employer-employee data to document firm-specific wage premia and endogenous sorting, challenging the human capital paradigm in labor economics. The puzzle name for this man is that labor demand is either perfectly elastic or perfectly inelastic, which is resolved by abandoning the assumption that the labor market is competitive. George Bourgeois disputes this economist's finding about the effect of the Muriel boat lift on wages for low-wage workers in Miami. This is the alphabetically prior of two economists that James Buchanan implied were camp-falling whores after they implemented a difference-in-difference procedure in New Jersey and Pennsylvania by conducting an original survey of fast food restaurants. For 10 points, name this Berkeley professor who, along with Alan Koiger, pioneered the new minimum wage research agenda.
Krugman?
No.
I think Leon.
This is David Carr, 2009. An innkeeper in this book colludes with some bandits by breaking the bowstring of an escort, but those bandits are unable to steal the silver on a rich merchant's mules when the escort uses his own hair to restring his crossbow. Immediately before a performance of the opera Three Generations of Glory, during a wedding in this novel, a rat falls into a bowl of bird's nests and scalds the bridegroom. This novel includes a section in which a traveler tells the abbot of Ocean Moon Monastery how he fended off two tiger attacks. This 1750 novel parodies Outlaws of the Marsh by having...
Jim May?
No. By having stars that represent the title characters fall from the sky. It opens by describing Wang Mian, a painter who chooses not to become an official, even though he is ostensibly one of the title people. Author Jin Zi Wu critiques the civil service exam in 10 points. What novel named for people who are supposedly learned?
Scholars.
That's right. Bonus. Answer the following about ecologically inspired American literature for 10 points each. This author profiled the title area's quaking bogs in his book, The Pine Barrens. The nuclear designer Ted Taylor and the environmentalist David Grower are the subjects of his book, The Curve of Binding Energy and Encounters with the Archdruid. That's John McPhee. A line from John Keats inspired the title phrase of this Rachel Carson book, whose ideas led the U.S. government
Silence
to enforce
spring.
Nationwide bans
on
DDT informs.
Silence
Yeah. George Paybuch states, my job is to save the fucking wilderness. In this Edward Abbey novel named for a Luddite-inspired group that is trying to sabotage the Glen Canyon Dam.
Oh my god.
Glen Canyon Dam.
Lake Powell. The Monkey Wrench Gang. Took
okay.
Top 10. One member of this family forced Edward Ellsworth Ross to resign after his speech calling for America to turn its guns on any vessel bringing immigrants to its shores because eugenics advocates Ross believed that it would lead to race suicide. That member of this family actually died of strychnine poisoning at the Moana Hotel in Waikiki, but many claimed her death was covered up by her rival David Starr Jordan. A better-known member of this family joined Collis Huntington, Mark Hopkins, and Charles Crocker in a certain group which hired Theodore Judah for a project. This man owned a horse. That man owned a horse named Sally Gardner that was photographed by Edward Muybridge. That man, a member of the so-called Big Four, presided over the ceremony at Promontory Point, where a golden spike was driven to mark the first transcontinental railroad. But it points to this last name of the governor of California, a tycoon who founded the university in Palo Alto.
That's me, Stanford.
Yes.
Right.
Bonus. Named these investigative journalists in American history for 10 points each, a school teacher at Muckraker wrote a series in the Close magazine attacking John D. Rockefeller, which was published in book form in 1904 as the history of the Standard Oil Company.
Tarville.
Perhaps the first journalist to become an internet celebrity, this reporter for the San Jose Mercury News released a series called Dark Alliance, alleging that the CIA caused the American crack cocaine epidemic in Los Angeles. His suicide in 2004 led to a wave of conspiracy theories.
Wow, that's
a lot. Nope. This is Gary Webb. This reporter published a story on Project Jennifer and wrote the book The Target is Destroyed by Korean Air Flight 007. He may be better known for interviewing Lieutenant William Kelly Jr. in a piece he published in a Dispatch news service.
I'm sorry, more notable, right?
Maybe the guy like
Answer?
Mailer again.
This is Seymour Hersh.
Yes.
So at the half, I have 140 for Duke, negative 15 for New School.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Alright, Tuss 11. According to Rabbi Yochanan, reciting the Shema twice a day satisfies the biblical requirement that Jews perform this action. Rabbi Elizer compared allowing women to perform this action to tifut, which prevented women from performing this action until the Haskalah. The Zohar outlined four levels of performing this action, which are commonly referred to by the acronym Pardes. According to the Talmud, this action is the greatest mitzvah, since it contains the potential for all other mitzvah. Jews traditionally perform this action using the method of Havruta, in which they divide themselves in pairs at a Beit Midrash. Many Haredi Jewish men spend their adult lives performing this action at a kollel or yeshiva instead of working. But then once in this practice...
Reading the Torah?
That's right. Bonus. An example of this philosophical concept should be seen in the word aardvark, which has eight instances of letters, but which uses five distinct letters for 10 points each. Identify the semantic distinction first made by an American logician and philosopher in which a concept and instances of the concept are distinguished.
Is that something made for someone?
Answer. The type token distinction. This philosopher made the type token distinction in an article for The Monist and championed the method of sciences over tenacity and authority in the fixation of belief. He coined the term pragmatism.
Oh, purse?
Yeah. The idea that mental events are tokens or generalized mental types, or type physicalism, runs counter to this theory of mind proposed by Jerry Fodor, which argues that one mental state can be an instantiation of any number of physical properties.
Solipsism?
This is multiple realizability attempts. Toss up 12. This author's viewing of the frescoes of Luca Signorelli led him to examine the apocalyptic nature of Vladimir Solovyov's writings in his essay Science Fiction and the Coming of Antichrist. In another essay, this author examined philosopher Lev Shestov's Purity of Despair. This man, who examined Mode's eccentric vision in Emperor of the Earth, wrote a book that examines a writer's novel about the dictator Norti Bing, who gives everyone a special pill to strip people of their resistance. This man's poetry collection, Unattainable Earth, was the first of his collaborations with Robert Haas, who championed him while they were both at Berkeley. In a book about Beta, the disenchanted lover, and Delta, the troubadour, this author wrote about four intellectuals who are initially attracted to communism, and was this Polish author of The Captive Mind.
Milosz.
Yes. Bonus. Paul Barnes transcribed a suite for piano for this composer's opera Orphée, which premiered at this composer's second piano concerto for 10 points each. Name this composer and other piano music includes Mad Rush, Modern Love Waltz, and five pieces called Metamorphosis.
Oh, shit. No.
Answer. Phil Glass. In 2014, Glass published his 28 piano pieces in this genre, which are intended to allow pianists to practice a particular skill. Chopin composed one sixth named Black Key and Revolutionary. Vladimir Horowitz frequently performed this Russian composer's Etude in D-sharp minor, his opus 8, number 12. Like Chopin, he followed the circle of fifths to progress through the keys of his 24 opus 11 preludes.
Is indirectly Russian?
No. No, he's Polish.
Answer. Scriabin, 10 points.
Oh, well, what's
yes,
his fitness?
No, 12.
Also, a non-Sully Rollins, Sonny Rollins album titled For the Madness of This Instrument features Nick Briganola and Pepper Adams. The Midness Big Band recording of Monin opens with a solo for this instrument played by Bronnie Huber. Another player of this instrument composed Youngblood and Walking Shoes for the Sam Kenton Big Band and arranged six tracks including Jeru for the album Birth of the Cool. This instrument plays the melody on Duke Ellington's original recordings of Frustration and Sophisticated Lady. Harry Carney and Jerry Mulligan played this E-flat tuning instrument, which sits in front of the fourth trombone and to the right of the four higher pitch instruments in the traditional jazz band, big band setup. A small loop is located in the top of the neck of the neck what woodwind instrument, which is lower in pitch than the tenor saxophone.
Barry sax?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus. This result is often used to prove Fermat's Little Theorem, 10 points each. Name this theorem which states that for a group P, any subgroup of P will have an order that divides the order of P.
Is it the
This is Lagrange's theorem. The proof of Lagrange's theorem relies on these structures, which are defined as a set of elements consisting of the elements of a subgroup times a single element of a group. For a normal subgroup, the left and right ones are equal. Answer. Cosets. Since the rational numbers are a normal subgroup of the reals under addition, one can define these non-Lebesgue measurable sets. These sets are defined as a subset of the integral from 0 to 1 such that for all r, there exists exactly one v such that v minus r is a rational number.
Dense sets?
Dense group?
Dense?
Vitali sets. Okay. 14. For a small spherical U of E, this quantity attains a steady state value. This quantity is found on the y-axis of a so-called duck-shaped curve that arises in a certain technique. This quantity is proportional to the 1/2 power of the angular velocity of an RDE according to the Leibniz equation. The fact that this quantity is directly proportional to concentration for diffusion-limited reactions is the basis behind the linear scan form of a certain technique. The two main modes used in scanning tunneling microscopy are constant height mode and constant this quantity mode. Quantum fluctuations in this quantity can cause shot noise. Detectors used in spectrophotometers generate a value of this vector quantity proportional to the number of photons in a transducer. Represent this quantity given by the number of electrons passing through a detector divided by a given time interval.
Intensity?
Nope.
Flux.
It's current.
Oh, what a fun definition of current.
Yes, that's 15. An anecdote about this man claims that he freed a house servant dressed in the costume of Dionysius during a choir because that servant was applauded as a god. After winning a battle at Corinth, this general unwittingly failed to bury two dead men, so he returned to the battlefield, giving up his right to erect a victory trophy. Together with a younger colleague, he secured the ostracism of Hyperbolus. During his best-known battles, he requested a relief force under Demosthenes and Eurymedon, but nonetheless, his co-commander, Lamachus, was slain and he was captured by Gylippus, who promised to spare his life but failed to do so. This man gives his name to an agreement that ended the Archidamian War, which he negotiated at the Battle of Amphipolis. Amphipolis, an Athenian politician who tried to speak against the Sicilian expedition, but was opposed by the more brash Alcibiades, and then died while leading that expedition.
Simon?
Nope.
I'll go to Lotiades.
Nicias. Toss up 16. This aphorism states that this person's ideas straightaway became manias since he is tyrannized by them, and that this man's violent love of repetition causes him to bore us with his raptures. This man is attacked as being thoroughly feminini generis in a work that bizarrely calls him the Cagliostro of modernity. This man, who is described as the most triumphant creature alive, became a cranky and desperate decadent when he suddenly fell helpless and broke his knees before the Christian cross, according to an essay titled The Case of This Thinker. A dithyram attacking this man called On the Poverty of the Richest ends a philosophical tract about him, whose influence on a certain philosopher is repudiated in the section An Attempt at Self-Criticism. One of the untimely meditations discusses for 10 points for Nietzsche's relationship to what German composer?
Wagner.
Yeah.
a reasonable question.
Bonus. This is a book which is partly named for this concept. Andalusian scholar Ibn Hazm states that this concept is occult, not literal, esoteric, not literal, and secret, not public. Give this English word, which describes the act of promoting doctrines that contradict orthodoxy. People who have practiced it in another tradition were often burned at the stake.
It's heresy, right? It's a heresy.
Yeah. This term, which refers to innovation in religious matters, is often used as a synonym for heresy, since a hadith states every novelty is an innovation, every innovation is an error.
Is it only Islamic concept?
No. Answer, it's bidah. This other Arabic word describes people who held doctrines that contradicted Orthodox Islam. This term, unlike kafir and munafiq, also refers to people who tried to hide their heresy by passing themselves as Muslim.
Is this what they call Ahmadiyya? I think it's the word they call it.
Answer.
I don't know.
Zindiq Tim.
Yeah, no, it's actually not.
Plus 17. This letter denotes a statistical factor used to evaluate the usefulness of a high-throughput screening assay. Individuals with copies of the M and S alleles of the Sorbino 1 gene produce more alpha-1 antitrypsin than individuals with the deleterious allele donated by this letter. This letter denotes the increase in temperature required to give a 90% reduction in the time required to kill 90% of the microorganisms in a sample. The contractile ring that forms in bacterial cell division is named for this letter. A structure denoted by this letter contains alternating sugar, pucker, and alternating anti- and syn conformations of adjacent nucleotides, producing a zigzagging left-handed double helix. The flow of electrons through photosystems 1 and 2 is described by a scheme named for this letter. Yes.
Oh, so that was a Z-helix or whatever.
Alright. Bonus. This critic's works include a volume of essays that take a sociological approach to analyzing modernist classics, signs taken from wonders, Pinocchio, and this author known for his quantitative approach to literary history, such as charting the popularity of British genres or mapping in novels events. That approach appears in his book, Graphs, Maps, Trees.
Oh.
No, it's
an obscure literary theorist.
No. Franco Moretti. In the tree section of Graphs, Maps, Trees, Moretti maps the usage of clues in detective stories to show that competitors of this author of A Scandal in Bohemia used clues much less effectively as a plot device than he did. Yeah, in Atlas of the European Novel, Moretti shows that the suspicion of foreign forms and the closeness of Germany gave rise to this genre of fiction, exemplified by the Battle of Dorking and the Riddle of the Sands.
About historical fanaticism or something like that.
It's historical fiction.
Answer. Historical fiction.
It's invasion literature.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
Toss up 18. This character claims that he will have one hand over a scrotum as he defends a saloon in West Berlin where the bar stools are 5 feet high, while his other free hand will be used to battle to the death. At the beginning of the play, this character is unable to identify a Betty Davis film after another character states, "What a dump." This character was unable to publish his memory book, a novel about a boy who accidentally killed both his mother with a shotgun and his father in a car accident. Another character tells a story describing how this character fell into a huckleberry bush after she punched him squarely in the jaw. During that story, this character pulls out a short-barrel shotgun and fires a yellow Chinese parasol out of it. He tells a story about Mousy to mock another character's hysterical pregnancy during a game of Get the Guests. At that point, name this mean-spirited professor, the husband of Martha, and who's a
friend.
What's
his name? Is it
no. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
There we go.
George?
Yes,
yeah. Dude, Nick and Honey, George and Martha.
Whatever. Bonus. For free space, this 2x2 matrix has the distance traveled in the top right corner and ones in the main diagonal. For example, each name of these matrices, which are used to describe the influence of optical elements acting on a paraxial ray.
Oh, shit. This is like axial matrix.
Answer.
Convexial matrix.
ABCD matrix. ABCD matrices can be used to show how optical elements modify the complex Q parameters as idealized type of beam. Commonly used to describe lasers, it is named for the shape of its transverse profile.
Beam.
Answer.
Axon.
Gaussian beam. The C parameter in the ABCD matrix for a mirror equals negative 2 over this quantity. For a spherical mirror, this quantity equals twice the focal length, and the focal length is expressed in the two values of this quantity and in the lens maker's formula.
Oh, wow. This is image distance, right?
Image distance.
Radius of curvature.
Oh, shit.
Toss of 19. And they romance this man ventures to an island where he meets a dwarf and a son of a dwarf who has turned into the giant without a name since he was suckled by a magical unicorn. This man journeys to the amorous city on Pentecost in a humorous satire narrated by his talking magical Papagua, which leads him to be called the Knight of the Parrot. In Eclides, the Greek prince Alexander falls in love with this knight's niece, Sora Damors, and helps him retake Castle Windsor from a traitorous lord. In another romance, this character has a dream in which Gawain tells him to wait 30 days before fighting an usurper. Sir Bedivere twice ignores this warrior's deathbed request to rid him of a certain object. This man is...
It's just... Martha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bonus. In the Shamanic Odyssey, Robert Tindo argues that Cersei should be identified with this Homeric title since she has a deep dwelling in the wild. For points each, give this Greek title used by Homer, which translates as Mistress of the Animals.
No.
It's Potnia Theron. It is thought that Homer used the phrase Potnia Theron to refer to this goddess of the hunt, the sister of Apollo.
Artemis.
The Potnia Theron aspect of Artemis is thought to have been a synchronization of Artemis with Britomart, Martis, a goddess of the civilization. This civilization's mythology includes an unnamed snake goddess.
Yeah, what's Irish?
Irish. Answer. Minoan.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Far off.
Yeah. This makes sense.
Last also. A legendary American practitioner in this industry was Jonathan Warren. A group of people involved in this activity slaughtered all but two members of the local Gundjamara people of the settlement of Portland during an incident during the Convincing Ground Massacre in Australia. During the 1950s and early 60s, this industry was the primary concern of a company named for Christian Salvesen. When a local merchant, Constantio Davidoff, tried to remove that company's property as part of Project Alpha, he unwittingly sparked a conflict at South Georgia, now known as the War of the Falkland Islands. An incident called the Disaster of 1871 was a severe setback to this industry. The city that lit the world became the motto of the town of New Bedford when it became the base for this industry after the American Revolution. But it wasn't this industry base in towns like Nantucket, in which products like baleen are harvested...
Like fishing, specifically whaling.
Probably, yeah. Bonus. An autobiography titled For the Wonderful Adventures of This Woman's Life in Many Lands was published in 1857. For 10 points each, this mixed race Jamaican nurse who set up the British Hotel with Thomas Day to sell supplies and medicine to British soldiers in the Crimean War.
Nightingale.
Seacoal. British Hotel was established near this city, the site of a battle where Lord Cardigan infamously misinterpreted the orders of Lord Raglan.
Was it Sebastopol? I thought it was Inkerman.
At around the same time, this man organized ramshackle hospitals using the slogan "All Our Brothers." His book, A Memory of Solferino, recounts his founding of the Red Cross.
Oh, who founded the? Oh my God, what's his name?
Answer: Henry Dunant.
Yeah, well,
cool.
That was whatever. It's been a while.
Final score: 25 for Duke, 25 for Duke School.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Thanks.
Game.
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 Game.